It's about 2 minutes to go. Nigel gets that pickoff, and you guys convert and kind of get things rolling. How key was that? What kind of defining moment did that provide for you guys?
Well, the defining moment of the ball game was the first half of the ball game. And it's a 6-6 ball game, whatever the score was. Hadn't scored a touchdown. That's the defining moment. The rest of it was just, you know, we warmed down, I guess, more than anything else. You know, it was good that he made the interception. We had two others dropped that we should have hit. I mean, there's just a plethora of issues that we have. There were some positive plays, and Nigel made one of them. But that's what you're supposed to do, make plays. Was that the question you asked?
That's a great answer.
I doubt it, but I don't think so. But I wasn't sure if I answered what you asked.
So the play of the two lines, offensive and defensive?
Well, again, you know, it's all defined in the first 30 minutes. I thought we were horrible in the first 30 minutes. You take your pick and, you know, who you want to assign that to. But I thought in the second half, I thought we played a little better up front defensively. Still didn't, you know, we didn't have a sack in the ball game. And they threw it 9,000 times, and we have yet to get the quarterback on the ground. So we've got some issues there. So we didn't play in terms of playing against the pass. We didn't play so well. They had less than 100 yards rushing, so we played reasonably well against the run. Offensively, I thought, on the touchdown run that Daniel had and the other play that John hit, I thought our offensive line did a nice job. We were playing somewhat error-free football in regards to penalties anyway, until that last drive and Tavon got the holding call that called the first down back. But it's that simple. Played poorly in the first half and played better in the second half.
Guys talked about they felt like they were ready, that they weren't going to have a slow start to the season. What didn't translate from what they felt they were ready to today?
I said when I came back that I didn't think that there would be a generation gap, but I'm beginning to believe there is, because that's, you know, whatever it is that we talk about, we seem to not be very good at. So, you know, I'm going to tell them that I want to go out and have a really slow start next week and see what happens. So, I don't have the answer. If I had the answer, we'd have gotten it corrected by now. But apparently I don't. So I don't know. I don't know if there's some people here from Springfield. There should be. That's going to be a good football team. They were picked last in their conference, and they've got those 9 returning starters on defense. You have to realize, you know, their defense kept us out of the end zone, you know, for an entire first half and a little bit of the second half as well. They're going to do fine. They're going to do fine.
Coach, where would you like to see your secondary play improve the most for Miami Company?
Take your pick. Getting lined up, not letting somebody run down over the top of you. You know, keep the receivers underneath us. Distinguish the difference between run and pass. You know, be able to, you know, support on some of those underneath throws that we just couldn't get to, didn't, or we could have, we didn't get to. It's mechanics, and I won't say it's effort. I don't think I think they played with effort. I just don't. We didn't react very well to the thrown ball, probably as much as anything. And we, you know, it's sporadic, but we missed a lot of tackles early in the ball game that had an impact on, you know, not being able to get them stopped and consequently giving up, you know, third down conversions. So that's not good.
Coach, talk a little bit about the running backs. You know, he's got the start. You saw some good things from him. Huber broke the 95-yard run. Analyze how you thought those two guys did.
Well, you know, when John broke the touchdown run, the first thing that came to mind after he had the ball for about 10 yards was the Miami game last year. You know, he broke one against Miami, but they ran him down from behind, and I didn't have the confidence that I should have had, and I owe him an apology for that, because I thought they were going to run him down from behind, and he outran him and opened up the distance. So maybe he's gotten himself a little faster, I don't know, but I thought he, you know, he played well. Angelo played, you know, reasonably well as both as well. You know, I think they complement each other a great deal. So, you know, there's a lot of things we still need to take place, but they did a pretty nice job and did a pretty nice job in the passing game as well.
Talk about the play of Cody Whitehair, his first game as a Wildcat there, a redshirt freshman, started at right tackle. I noticed during the middle of the game you moved him over to left guard.
Well, I'm proud of any young guy that can, you know, come in as a redshirt freshman. I remember this afternoon at the hotel, last night at the hotel, I said, how many guys are in here for the first time? And I looked over and there's our starting offensive lineman with his hand in the air. And I'm thinking, wow, we got some problems here. I think he played reasonably well. He has some plays he'd take back, you know, and I think when he finishes his career, he's not going to look back and say this is one of his better ball games. But what I like is that he's, you know, he's a fighter, he's a competitor, he works diligently at it. Whatever mistakes he made, he worked diligently to improve upon them. I'm sure of that.
Good. Bill, early in the game, what did bog down once you got inside the 10-yard line?
Everything. We couldn't knock people back off the line of scrimmage. We got some penetration that forced us to bounce some of the plays that we were trying to run, and they just ran us down, you know, from the inside out. Throwing the football, we had a couple of drops, maybe two down there that I can recall, maybe would have made it a little bit easier. A couple, you know, two in the end zone that I recall.
Coach, it looked like maybe you tried to establish Colin throwing the ball early in the game and maybe not run quite as much with him and came back to it.
You know, that's kind of the way I perceived it too. You know, dumb of us, right? Colin is Colin, and he's got to be able to do the things that he does. Now, you know, he can throw well. He made some good throws. He made some good decisions. We let him have the offense for a while in the ball game, and, you know, we all know he's pretty capable of that, and he was. In fact, first drive that we hit came through him, you know, taking command of the ball game and making the calls, moving the ball. So, it goes back to the same old adage that you hear all the time, Fitz, and it's just, you know, you do what they allow you to do, you know, and try not to do the things that they're lined up to take away from you. You know, I don't think we were as good at that in the first quarter as we were in the second half. You know.
I think I got to ask you about Daniel Sands. Seemed very fast out there for his first time.
He's got pretty decent speed, but he's a nifty, you know, he's kind of a running back type young guy. Really wanted to, if it hadn't been in the situation, because I wanted him to have some balance in his offense and be able to throw it as well, and, you know, just wasn't appropriate with the score being what it was to be throwing the football. So, but I thought he played well.
Yeah. Coach, 19 completions for Colin for 169 yards. I mean, is that about where you want your offense? Do you want it to go down the field more?
He tried to go downfield on numerous occasions. They did a nice job of covering us. I can't tell you how many, but you know, a number of those flushes that he hit, and they did a nice job of defending him, you know, when he scrambled with the ball. But a number of those were deeper throws. He did cast the ball down, a couple times. I'm comfortable with him throwing the ball, you know, any way that they allow us to throw it. It's really kind of up to them as much as anything. I'm not uncomfortable with any kind of throws that he makes, and it's not a matter of saying he can't throw the ball downfield, because indeed he can. It might be the best part of this game.
Time for two more.
Can you talk a little bit about Anthony Cantelli and his consistency, especially early on in the game?
I can, and I'm really, really proud of Anthony. You know, you go back, we had, it was just a simple story, a year ago in our opening ball game, Anthony missed a field goal, and on Thursday in our practice we open up with field goals, and Anthony missed two field goals in that short period that we have, and then turned around the ball game and missed one. Well, this Thursday when we went to practice, first two kicks he made, he missed both of them, and I thought, this is a bad omen, and yet he turns around, hit everything that he, you know, hit it all through. So I really am very proud of him. It just shows that he's, you know, he's mentally into it, and he doesn't, you know, doesn't let misses. You know, he can erase those and come back and hit the ball. But he did a nice job, and his kickoffs were really good. Now we had some breeze, but you go back and look when we were hitting into the wind. You know, he hit some nice balls. He hit two or three that they couldn't return. They were deep in the end zone with a little bit of breeze coming out of the north.
Coach, sticking with special teams, the effectiveness of the punt return unit, and then also Anthony kicking to the corner and the effectiveness of pinning Missouri State back
in. Well, I thought our kicking game really did a nice job, with one exception, and we let the ball hit on that one and bounce down to the 2-foot line. That was irritating, but aside from that, I thought all facets of our kicking game was pretty good. Didn't get a real chance in the kickoff return game. That's probably going to be the nature of the beast with the new rules as it is. I thought our cover units really did a nice job. One kickoff return, they got the ball out to about the 30, and that's probably not what we want, but all the rest of them were, ball was inside the 20-yard line, which is really pretty good considering what the new rule is right now. And the punt return, the punt returns were awfully good, and I was really proud of Tremaine, and he has the capacity to do, what Locke has done as well, and both as a punt returner as well as a kickoff returner as well. So anyway, I thought all of it was pretty good with the one exception.
Coach,